Hello and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Join me in this third episode of Euro on Euro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will discuss the Eurovision 2020, the show that was cancelled due to the pandemic of COVID-19. As you all might remember, although it now feels like a lifetime ago, the outbreak of COVID-19 began when a novel virus was identified in the city of Wuhan in China in December 2019. The virus spread worldwide pretty quickly and was declared a pandemic by World Health Organization on the 11th of March 2020. With no treatments or vaccines in the near sight and the daily number of cases increasing rapidly, the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 was cancelled on 18th of March 2020, 1 week after the COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. The contest would have been held in Rotterdam, Netherlands, following the country's win at the Eurovision 2019 with the song Arcade by Duncan Lawrence. Rotterdam Ahoy Convention Center had to wait one more year to host the contest. Instead of the show, European Broadcasting Union, EBU, and its Dutch partners, NPO, NOS and Eurotros, organized the replacement show, Eurovision Europe Shine a Light, to showcase the selected entries on 16th of May, the day of the planned final. This show was not the only thing Eurovision provided during the most difficult times of the pandemic. Regularly, the YouTube channel of the contest broadcasted difficult-to-find recordings of the previous contest under the title of Eurovision Again. Some of the content may be removed due to the copyright restrictions, but most of them can still be found on YouTube. Just a heads up, they might be geo-blocked. So, you know, just letting you know about the geo-block. In this episode of Euro on Euro, I will share with you the songs that would have participated in the Eurovision 2020 had it been held. None of these songs were able to participate in the 2021 contest, as the rules state that none of the songs should be released to public prior to September 1st of the previous year. However, most of the artists represented their countries in the next year's competition. Before we start, I have some news regarding the Eurovision 2023 that might be of interest to the followers from Canada. Eurovision 2023 will take place in the second week of May this year, and one by one, the artists that will represent the countries are being determined. It has been announced that France will be represented by La Zara, an artist from Canada. Known professionally as La Zara, Fatima Zahra Hafti is born in Montreal, Quebec, to parents of Moroccan descent. A singer of Moroccan descent, born in Canada, representing France might sound weird, But as the Eurovision Song Contest is a songwriting competition rather than a singers competition, only songwriters should be from the countries that they represent. The song can be performed by anyone. La Zara sings chansons and urban music, and although her song is yet to be revealed, with her powerful voice and growing fame, especially with her latest hit, Tutan Ira, as the head of Eurovision's delegation of France, Alexandra Redde-Amil, says, France is obviously dreaming of victory. With this exciting news, let's move on to hearing the songs from the Eurovision 2020, which were shown on a special program broadcasted on the scheduled day of the final. The name of the show, Europe Shine a Light, is a reference to the UK's winning entry from 1997, Love Shine a Light by Katrina and the Waves. We will listen to the song in our episode covering the year 1997, but now, before moving on to the songs of Eurovision 2020, let's hear the version of Love Shine a Light by the artists of Eurovision 2020, recorded mostly from their houses, as was the popular way to do so at the beginning of the pandemic of COVID-19.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart.
Let the love, light carry, let the love. Light carry.
Light of the magic in every little part.
Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart.
Love shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry.
Like the mighty river flowing from the stream.
Let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream.
And we're all gonna brothers and sisters in every little part.
So let our love shine a light in every corner of our
heart. Shine a light in every corner of my heart.
Let the love light carry.
Let the love light carry.
Part of the magic in every little part.
Let our love
shine a light in every corner of our heart.
Love shine a light in every corner of the world.
Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry.
Light up the magic for every boy and girl.
Let our love shine a light in every corner of the world.
Brothers and sisters, in every little part.
Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart.
Love shine a light in every corner of my heart.
Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry.
Light up the magic in every little part.
Let our love shine a light in every corner of my heart.
And we're all gonna shine a light together.
Oh, shine a light to that way.
Brothers and sisters, in every little part,
let our love
shine a light in every corner of our heart.
And we're all
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the rendition of the 1997 winning song, Love Shine a Light, by the artists of Eurovision 2020, and Katrina herself, the original singer of the song. There were a number of great songs that were set to participate in Eurovision 2020, and had it been held, I think it would be a really fun year to watch. Normally, I'd start the episode with the winning songs, but since there was no competition in 2020, I will start with the songs that were most likely to win. The first song that we will hear is Tears Getting Sober by Victoria, representing Bulgaria. Victoria couldn't pursue the opportunity to win in 2020, but she got to represent Bulgaria in Eurovision 2021, with her lovely ballad Growing Up Is Getting Old, a song that we listened to in the episode 2 of Euroneuro. After all the competing songs were announced and before the show was cancelled, Tears Getting Sober was leading the bet with most of the odds in its favor. According to the writer, Borislav Milanov, the song is about the mental health issues with a message that the only way out is to fight and face the fears. Victoria had a huge potential to bring Bulgaria its first victory in the Eurovision Song Contest had it been held. However, after a one-year delay with different songs in the pool, she came 11th in the Eurovision 2021. Let's hear Tears Getting Sober by Victoria, chosen to represent Bulgaria in Eurovision 2020.
Taking over me, 10 deja vu's a day, and it each time I'm getting colder. Pain, I should let it go. Your lies burn like sugar. But my tears are getting sober now, and I've been here before. So weight that I'm holding on my shoulders, I'm gonna let it go. This is my first time trying. Look how the tables turn. I've got this dirt inside me. I've got some space to.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about the cancelled Eurovision 2020, and we've just listened to Tears Getting Sober by Victoria, which was the song that was the favorite to win the contest according to Betts. As I said at the beginning of the episode, there were a number of good songs set to participate in Eurovision 2020, so it is difficult to guess which song would be the winner. I still have several predictions in mind, and in this part of the show, I'll play the songs that I think were likely to win the competition. My first guess is Russia with their bop song Uno by Little Big. This upbeat song with catchy lyrics, I think, was a really strong contender, and one statistic that proves it, that it is the case, that its music video becoming the most watched video on Eurovision Song Contest YouTube channel. The last time I checked, it had over 260 million views. Let's hear Uno by Little Big, chosen to represent Russia in Eurovision 2020, but be sure to check out the music video as well.
It's gonna take more than one margarita.
I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita. Have to do is to be ready for some action now.
Some action now.
Daddy, I get the yaddy. Can we be
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just listened to Uno by Little Big, the song whose music video has the most number of views on Eurovision YouTube channel. My other prediction for the winner of Eurovision 2020, had it been held, is the entry of Italy. Italy has been sending great songs for several years, and I was sure that their victory was around the corner, which finally arrived in Eurovision 2021. But I think if there were a Eurovision 2020, Diodato's wonderful ballad of Fairo Mare would bring it one year earlier. Unfortunately, this song didn't take the Eurovision stage in 2020 and was sung in an empty Arena di Verona for the special show of Europe Shine a Light. But it finally met the cheers after being performed as an interval act in the first semifinal of Eurovision 2022, which was held in Italy. Fairo Mare means make noise, and the song is about the unbearable silence that remains after a relationship ends. Let's hear Fairo Mare by Diodato, chosen to represent Italy in Eurovision 2020. After that, we will take a short break, and I will be right back after this.
Sai che cosa penso? Che non dovrei pensare. Che se poi penso sono un animale. E se ti penso tu sei un'anima. Forse questo temporale che mi porta da te. E lo so non dovrei farmi trovare senza un ombrello anche se ho capito che per quanto è fuga torno sempre a te. Che fai rumore? Senza parlare, senza un posto a cui arrivare, consumo le mie scarpe, forse le mie scarpe sanno bene dove andare, che mi ritrovo negli stessi posti, proprio quei posti che dovevo evitare, e faccio finta di non ricordare, e faccio finta di dimenticare.
want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about the cancelled Eurovision 2020, and we've just listened to Fairu Mare by Diodato, one of the favorites to win that year. One last song that I want to share as one of the contenders of the first place of Eurovision 2020 is the Icelandic entry by Daði og Gagnamagnið, Think About Things. In the previous episode, we listened to the band's Eurovision 2021 entry, which they couldn't perform live due to a member of the band testing positive for COVID-19. Icelandic Eurovision entries might be the ones that were affected the most from COVID by both their strong favorite performances being hindered by the disease. Let's hear Think About Things by Daði Freyr, the Icelandic entry about a new dad who wonders what his daughter has in mind and cannot wait for her to talk.
Be there, so though I know I love you, I find it hard to see how you feel about me. Cause I don't understand you. I yet to learn how to speak. When we first met, I will never forget. Cause even though I didn't know you yet, we were bound together then and forever, and I could never let you go. Baby, I can't wait to know. What do you think about things? Believe me, I will always be there, so listen.
start to define, as if the stars have started to align. We are bound together now and forever, and I will never let you go. Tell me anything and I'll listen. I might even know what to say. But either way, at least I'll be
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just listened to Think About Things by Dadio Gagnamagnet, the entry that was chosen to represent Iceland in Eurovision 2020. We've covered most of the songs that had high chances to win the Eurovision in 2020, had it been held. Apart from them, I have several other songs that I really liked, but didn't stand as high a chance as the previous ones to win. In this part of the show, I'll share the Eurovision 2020 songs that I really liked. I'll start with Norway's selected entry, Attention, by Ulrikke. Ulrikke didn't return to Eurovision for 2020, a decision by Norwegian state broadcaster NRK, which she said she found this decision harder to handle than the Eurovision being cancelled. But this year, in 2023, she won the national final, Melody Grand Prix again with her song Honestly, and will be representing Norway in Eurovision 2023. Let's hear Ulrike's Attention, the song that was chosen to represent Norway in Eurovision 2020. Following that, we will take a short break, which I'll be back right after.
Myself longing for attention. I'm not myself doing what I do. I know I may have hurt someone I love along the way. It wasn't my intention. I lost myself doing what I do.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000 odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just listened to Attention by Ulrike, the entry that was chosen to represent Norway in Eurovision 2020. I'll continue to share the Eurovision 2020 entries that I liked, and I'll play two songs back-to-back now. This year, I really liked the selected entries for Armenia and Sweden. Armenia was going to be represented by Athena Manukyan with her song Chains on You, and Sweden, one of the most successful Eurovision countries, selected the Mamas to represent with the song Move. Neither of the artists made it back to Eurovision 2021, with the Mamas failing to win the national final of Melody Festivalen, and Armenia withdrawing due to the social and political crisis in the aftermath of the war between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed region of Artsakh. Artsakh is a region with a population of Armenian majority who demanded Armenian rule instead of being a part of Azerbaijan during the era of Soviet Union. The demand was overturned and Artsakh remained under Azerbaijani rule until occupation by Armenia in 1993. There was a ceasefire since 1994 until a second war in Artsakh that was started in 2020. Initially accusing Armenia of bombing civilians, Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev later repeatedly admitted to being the side who initiated the war. Instead of pushing for a diplomatic solution that would prevent losses of lives and ensuring the universal right to self-determination, Turkey boosted the war too by providing Azerbaijan with a lot of military supplies, and this resulted in a defeat for Armenia, which led to a social and political unrest. One of the results of this was the withdrawal of Armenia from Eurovision 2021. Let's hear Chains on You by Athena Manukyan and Move by the Mamas for the songs that were chosen to represent Armenia and Sweden respectively in Eurovision 2020.
I got it. You wanna take
me to the party. Cause you're nutty. Well, let me tell you a kind of story. Yeah, I started, I make it, I write it, I work it. Don't like it, I'm gonna say no. I ain't online, I'm trying, I'm flying, no bite. And I know I'm gonna make it to the top. Keeping my diamonds on you. I'm keeping my diamonds on you. Keeping my diamonds on you. I got it just by my side, this is what I say to you. Diamonds shining on me. My diamonds shining on me. Diamonds shining on me. You say I don't really care, could you say I'm right here? Don't deny my lips on fire, they're screaming, boy. Let me breathe, you're all I need, and I say, boy. Call my name, we're burning flame, I want you, boy. I'm yours, only yours, and of course, help me. To the top. Keeping my diamonds on you. I'm keeping my diamonds on you. Keeping my diamonds on you. I got angels by my side. This is what I say to you. Diamonds shining on me. My diamonds shining on me. Diamonds shining on me. You say I don't really care. Could you say I'm right here? Boy, don't deny.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about the cancelled Eurovision 2020, and we've just listened to Chains on You by Asena Manukyan, followed by Move by the Mamas, Armenian and Swedish entries for Eurovision 2020 respectively. It's not all the time the world-famous bands take the stage on Eurovision. In Eurovision 2020, Belgium was an exception in that they selected Hooverphonic to represent the country in Eurovision. They had a great song called Release Me, and Hooverphonic also represented Belgium in Eurovision 2021 with yet another great song called The Wrong Place, but they finished in the 19th place. I think if Eurovision 2020 took place, this song, how much ever tasteful it is, would have a similar result. Let's hear Release Me by Hooverphonic, chosen to represent Belgium in Eurovision 2020.
It's me. Don't talk, go away. Release me. It's not right to make me stay. All the lies and all the pain, only you can make them go away. Yeah, release me from the sadness.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just listened to Release Me by Hooverphonic, the entry that was chosen to represent Belgium in Eurovision 2020. Closing in to the end of our episode, I'd like to play the Ukrainian entries for both Eurovision 2020 and 2021. They were both performed by Goe, and the songs were called Solovey and Sham, respectively. These songs are mixes of Ukrainian folk and electronic music, and both of them, especially 2021 entry of Sham, became quite popular quite quickly, and Ukraine finished fifth in the Eurovision 2021. Let's hear Ukraine's Eurovision 2020 and 2021 selections, Solovey and Sham respectively, by Goe.
Go
One final welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. You listened to Ukraine's Eurovision 2020 and 2021 entries, Soloway and Sham, respectively. They are both nice examples of folktronic songs. We reached the end of our episode where I talked about Eurovision 2020, the show that was cancelled. I'd like to say goodbye with one of the best ballads of this year's contest, Portugal's Medo de Santir by Elisa. The name of the song means fear of feeling in English, and I really like this song, but it had a lot of potential to be one of the great Portuguese entries that failed to make it into the final, like the ones in 2011 and 2012. This was a song-heavy episode due to the lack of my favorite component of Eurovision in 2020, the politics and drama. Hope to be with you again in our next episode, where we will be talking about Eurovision 2019. Take care and goodbye.
Qual é a saída? Eu acho que já não sei amar. E se o amor me convida? Agora não consigo aceitar. Parece que é rotina. A minha solidão teima em voltar. Eu não era assim, mas agora tenho medo de sentir. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Se me dás a tua mão, não sei como vou reagir. Se falas de coração, parece que estou outra vez a ouvir mais uma ilusão que não tarda muito em partir. Oh, oh, oh. Eu não era assim, mas agora tenho. Ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Que ele guarda, diz tudo o que eu sinto por ti. Eu já tentei mudar, mas a vida levou o melhor que eu tinha em mim. E se um dia eu vou assim, mas agora tenho medo de sentir. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim. Pergunta ao tempo, ele sabe tudo sobre mim.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio